you are in pain and running an Ironman, stopping running the Ironman will actually make you feel better.
I'm detecting a bias here.
Dr. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, who's very buff and in the studio today, Takeaway Sports contributor, joins us because it is September 1st. That means 30 days between now and October baseball. Let's take a look at the playoff runs. The Yankees, of course, are way out in front in the AL East. I'm always talking about that. But this little team out in Detroit, the Tiggers, seems to be doing pretty well.
The closest race in the AL right now is between the Detroit Tigers, the Minnesota Twins, and the Chicago White Sox. If you had talked to me about a week ago, I would have said that it's basically between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox.
But the Yankees swept them over the weekend.
Exactly. So fast forward to right now, it's all about the Detroit Tigers. So let's talk about them a little bit.
Celeste is on her feet right now. Yeah.
This is a big day for Michigan. The guy I really like is a guy named Curtis Granderson. Curtis Granderson is an extremely athletic, speedy wide receiver.
And Granderson goes after the first pitch, and he drives it deep into the night and makes it a 3-2 ball game.
So a real outfielder who's a slugger.
He's definitely a slugger. He actually hasn't been so hot at the plate right now, but he's definitely in contention for a Golden Glove. When he was with your Yankees, he scorched them last year in old Yankee Stadium. Granderson's a great player, and he's poised to do really well because Leland, the manager of the Tigers, is an excellent playoff manager, and he's going to get his team prepared. The other thing that's great about this squad right now, Cabrera, who's we're a little skeptical about him at first, but he's come through as a great first baseman, and his bat has been doing the work for itself. And then there's also the pitching staff.
They've got a great pitching staff.
They have a great starting rotation. Justin Verlander has been lights out.
He's been amazing.
Yes, he's been really ridiculous. And then, of course, people get a little nervous about Rodney. But, he's shaky
sometimes. I'm a little nervous.
Tigers have been heartbreakers, even though they've been really a solid team in the last 10 years. Let's move on to the National League Central.
Yes.
Who's back?
St. Louis Cardinals, they're what's it. They have a huge lead over the Cubs. And, in the beginning of the season, it felt like the Cubs were going to really do something, but it didn't make it happen. Enter the return of John Smoltz. And why? Because of the Dave Duncan, the pitching coach of St. Louis Cardinals. He turns struggling pitchers into good pitchers again. And so that's going to be...
Smoltz was jettisoned by the Red Sox.
Correct.
And picked up by the Cards
correct.
In the middle of the season. It looks like he might be some October baseball
he's gonna be,
man. Yeah.
He's going to be very ready for October. And they, of course, have Albert Pujols, who might win the batting championship.
Right. Now, last thing. People are saying this year, though, is California's year in the playoffs. How do the California teams look?
Well, you have the Dodgers and you have the Giants. It's going to be... right now, it's a three-way race right now between the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Rockies. That is the most exciting race in baseball right now, and I want to talk a little bit more about that this week, but just real quick, going back to Michigan, in terms of the Michigan sports scene, the Michigan football team, there's been allegations, and actually I write about that on
the University of Michigan.
Correct, yeah. University of Michigan. I write about that on the blog, so if you're interested in that story, you can read about that.
All right, but very, very quickly, before we go to headlines, we've got the AL East Yankees are in. You think Detroit or the Twins, maybe the White Sox?
I'm definitely going with Detroit.
Rockies, Giants, and Dodgers?
That is a race that, the Dodgers might have to check their backs.
And the Cardinals in the NL Central.
Without a doubt.
All right. Thanks so much. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, taking a look at the September playoff pennant races for baseball as we head into October 30 days from now. And now look at some of the headlines that we're